a pleasure to introduce you to this outstanding group of scholarship recipients.
Thank you all for joining us. One of the best things America can do is help people realize their dreams. The best way to realize dreams is through education. I'm so happy that you all have joined me to share with me your experiences from one of our most effective programs, which is a program all aimed at improving the human condition. I'm proud of the citizens of the United States who show great concern for our citizens in our neighborhood. And I thank you for coming to share your experiences. Victor, would you like to start? I mentioned you in a discurso en los Estados Unidos about the benefits of this program. I understand you went to Bettendorf Community College, or Scott Community College?
Right.
Okay, well tell us, Victor, your story.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to express my deepest appreciation for this opportunity. Thank you, Mr. President, for sharing my story in your speech last week. Your words fill me so happy. I have to encourage me to keep working in my community. I want to express my gratitude as well to Becca Scass and USAID for selecting me for this scholarship in 2004. I received an associate degree in international business and trade at Scott Community College, Bettendorf, Iowa.
Right.
And finally, I would like to thank everyone that supported me and helped me with this opportunity, my dreams come true, especially my family. I had to face many challenges to get an education, but I learned that with right attitude and a lot of effort and commitment, everything is possible. At the age of 12, I had to leave my community to be able to study high school. I faced several obstacles, including the fact that I did not speak Spanish because my language is Tzotzil. Now I speak three languages. I had to work to support my education. This is how I was able to study. I still continue fighting for my dream today, which makes me value them and even more. I really enjoy my time in the USA. I live with a nice family for the first year. We had fun time trying to communicate to each other, but quickly I felt like one of the family. I still talk with them, and although I miss my Mexican food, I thought that would only be eating hamburger and pizza. My American family introduced me to delicious food, and I gained weight. From the USA culture, I learned to value organization, civic responsibility, and government structure, and respect tolerance to be able to work with others. I did an internship in a coffee production company in Bettendorf to use the skill that I was learning in commerce and administration. These same skills have helped me to start a small family-run internet cafe and bakery in Comitán, Chiapas. I also volunteer with two associations. One is a local coffee cooperative made up of indigenous people, coffee growers. Then I assist with financial management and human resources, assist them in processing the birth certificate, and serve as a translator. And I'm also continuing my education in bachelor degree in accounting at Universidad Autónoma de Chiapas. I want to invite Mexican young people to come together and commit our community and our country. Education is the only means to improve our quality of life and achieve peace, social peace in the entire world. Once again, thank you for this scholarship program. I hope the USA government continue to support this program so that other young people can have the same opportunity that I have had. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Victor. What was the name of the family in Bettendorf?
Kathy Peterson and Mary Shower.
Yeah, well, I thank them. I hope they feel good about the fact that they helped you. There's a lot of American families that have great compassion for people around the world, and thank you for sharing the story. Marcella, you went to Texas.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, being a small business owner is more than just a job or as a way to take a living. It's a true calling in life. The power of having an idea, taking a risk, and starting a small business that fulfills a need in the marketplace and that created jobs is truly magical. In Mexico, there exists a very strong entrepreneurial spirit, just like in the United States, where men and women from all over the country are ready to engage their God-given abilities, work hard, and improve the lives of their families. I have dedicated my life to helping businessmen and women in the state of Aguascalientes live their dreams and start their own small businesses. My center, El Centro de Innovación Empresarial de Aguascalientes, CEINNOVA SBDC, was started in 2001. And has since helped over 300 small businesses start and prosper, which has resulted in the creation of hundreds of jobs and improved the lives of countless families. A key factor in the CEINNOVA SBDC success was having the opportunity to participate in a training program offered by the Universidad Autónoma of Guadalajara and the University of Texas at San Antonio and supported by USAID. The Diplomado Training Program shares small business counseling and training best practices from the 1,100 center-strong U.S. Small Business Development Network. This training not only helps us for better assist the entrepreneurs of Aguascalientes, but it also linked us with counterparts in the U.S. and helped us form a growing Mexican association of SBDC, now led by the Universidad Veracruzana. On behalf of the many businessmen and women that we have helped, I would like to thank you, Mr. President, and the American people for supporting us. I am very proud of the work that the CEINNOVA SBDC and the Mexican Small Business Development Center Network are doing here in Mexico to grow the small business sector, create jobs, and improving the life of its communities. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you all very much. Thanks. We'll eat a little breakfast now, and then we can continue our discussion. Here.